This is so cringy.
It's Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now. If you could call us, 833-563-2539. I'd like to hear from you because I brought up next week being Halloween. I'm like, we should do something on the air with a Ouija board. And I think also McKenzie was talking about some stuff in the tea about the girls from, what is it called? The Girls Next Door,
formerly of E. They want to do a seance to communicate with their late boyfriend, Hugh Hefner.
And I'm like, well, I wonder if they're going to use a Ouija board. And I say that, and everybody here freaked out saying, you cannot use a Ouija board. We're not going to use one. We don't even want you to bring it in studio. They say that it's a way to communicate, like, with the devil or something evil. Guys, it's a game. Like, it's created by, like, I don't know, whoever it is, but it's not real. I mean, am I wrong? Because they do not even want to... You guys don't even want to talk about this.
Ew, no. I get weird. So I'm very, I don't know, in tune and awake, and I feel like this gives me anxiety and my chest gets tight. I just feel like it's a portal to talk to evil spirits.
Well, I think people say it is a portal to speak, but at the same time, your hands are controlling it, guys. Your hands are on the little Ouija board.
I just think that it is. I truly believe that it's a portal to speak to spirits and to, you know, I think the devil can come through. I am not about opening any sort of portal. I want to keep that portal shut and close. I didn't even like talking about it. If you were to even bring one into work and do it just you, I would leave. I would leave the building and leave the prep.
Oh no, the spirit's cut off her microphone.
No, I think her microphone's just broken.
And it's not like, I'm not scared of it, but I just know that you're not supposed to mess with those things.
Oh, I'm terrified of it.
Okay, but then you guys have no problem talking to a psychic.
No, I have no problem because the one that we brought on always makes sure they're of the light. And I believe people are psychically gifted. I mean, they have psychic abilities. They have insight. I think Porkchop does as well after talking with Natalie Tomlinson.
I mean,
it would
Joe,
be interesting to get her insight on
Ouija boards.
It's
interesting to see what you guys think is okay, what's not. Because to me, it's the same thing.
I kind of agree with Joe.
What? Really?
Like, it's because you want to hear what the psychic says, so that's okay.
I don't participate in any of it. I don't want to open any sort of portal. I'm good here with this realm in this portal.
I feel like there's definitely different. There can be someone who is angelic of the angelic realm and say, okay, so that kind of is helping you along your path as a guide, as like a spirit guide, versus a dark spirit and all the junk and trash on the other side. I totally believe that there's spirit guides, there's earth angels all over the place.
All right, let's see what everybody else thinks here, because I don't know. I think you guys should give us a try. 833-563-2539. Let's kick it off with Harley. Hey, thank you for calling in to Joe McKenzie. Do you think it's a good idea?
I do not think it's a good idea. I've never had an encounter with it, but I was always raised, like, if I'm at a party or something and someone brings it out, to just leave, because that is a demonic thing. And I'm glad that the three of them are opposed to it. Even if it was just one, if someone was opposed to it, I feel like you guys should respect that and not bring it on air. Just because, like, different beliefs and stuff, it's just not a good thing. Especially, like, listeners, if people don't like that could affect you guys too. So
why is that demonic, though? Can you tell me why, like, that's demonic?
Because, well, I don't really... My grandma and parents have always just told me that, so I mean, it's kind of just what I was raised thinking. You're never supposed to, like, reach out and call for spirits, pretty much. And, like, the Ouija boards have always just been looked at as that, like, all the scary movies and stuff. Like, it's never been, like a good spirit. Like, if you want to talk to a good spirit, you would just, like, pray or something, you know? You wouldn't, like, oh, are there any spirits here in this room that want to reach out to us or something? You know what I mean?
Yeah, and my thing is, so, like, remember back in the day, people, like, the rock band Kiss, like, oh, that's Knights in Satan's service. Like, just because it's an old belief that a parent or grandparent has, does that mean it's a real? I'm asking here. I'm trying to see both sides here, because everybody seems to be dead set against this, and I think it's something we should consider.
I think there's a difference between rock and roll and trying to contact a spirit. I remember one
time.
Like,
if we did it, I wouldn't be like, Lucifer, are you here? Like, I would not want to do that.
But I think opening the portal, you just never know what's going to come through. You are not controlling what spirits are coming through to that.
Maybe our Wi-Fi would get fixed. Maybe we could channel that.
I say pass. We're not doing it.
Paige, you're on Joe and Mackenzie. Thank you for calling in. I really would like to consider bringing in a Ouija board next week, and everybody is dead set against it.
Well, I agree with them. I didn't believe in the Ouija boards, and I thought they were a joke. And then in high school, you know, my friends wanted to start messing around with them. So I started to play with the Ouija board. I did it a few times, and I definitely was proven wrong. And I would even make sure, like, people weren't moving it with their hands. And at one point, like, it was moving by itself. That was really scary. That was, like, the moment I was like, okay, nope. I'm done. And they even knew, like, these spirits knew things about me that the people around me didn't even know. Because it, like, spelled things out for
you. What is one thing, Paige, that it knew about you that nobody else knew? What did it spell out? Give me one example. One example, not all, just one.
It brought up, like, an ex-boyfriend that I secretly, like, didn't tell everybody about. And it was just really weird. Like, nobody around me knew I had dated somebody or that somebody. So I guess that's one thing that it knew.
Yeah, it's no joke. I mean, you believe in spirits, right, Joe?
I think there's something there. I don't fully know, but I'm open to a lot.
What do you mean by that?
I don't want to deny everything. Like I believe there's another, like, aliens out there somewhere. Maybe we'll never see them.
Do you believe
in
angels?
I do. And, like, on the other side, like, I've had times where I swear my dad visited me, like, twice in my dreams since he passed on. But, like, I think it just depends. I've had times where I'm like, Dad, will you come to me in a dream? And, like, it's been a while. Like, I haven't heard from my dad in, like, years. But I feel like he came to me in a dream.
Yeah. So I'm just saying it's definitely out there. And I don't think you should welcome in, like, darkness. So that's why we don't want to do it. We won't do it.
Okay. So an overwhelming majority of people say do it. So do you want to do this Monday or on Tuesday?
No. You can do it by yourself. How about on Sunday?
Yeah.
And let us know how it goes. Yeah.
In your house.
Yourself. And do it on Sunday by yourself.
On the Lord's Day?
Or whatever, Saturday. Okay. Whatever, it's your deal, so you do what you want.
All right, cool. All right, let's take this into a new place. Let's do, I got you, Porkchop. Porkchop's giving me like a little hand signal here. Hey, at this time, I'd like to do a little station identification. It is Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now. It is Joe McKenzie on Radio Now. We are less than 5 minutes away from you winning Maleficent Mistress of Evil movie passes. So make sure you hang out. Don't go anywhere. We will hook you up. Thanks to our friends at Fandango. Overwhelming response has been interesting. People saying, do not mess with a Ouija board. I've never messed with one before. Now, everybody on the show, Mackenzie, Liv, and Porkchop, you say no. Have any of you ever seen a Ouija board in person or messed with it?
No.
They had one, I think, when I was like in third grade at some sleepover, but I was eked out.
Okay, Liv, have you actually ever seen a Ouija board in person?
I've seen one in person. I was at a sleepover and they were doing it and I left. Like, they were doing it in like this barn and I left and like went inside the house with some other girls because we didn't want to be a part of it.
It's weird that it's like a Hasbro thing. Like, it's in the toy section. You can get
that.
That's
what I'm saying. Like, weird. Would Hasbro really put something out like that evil?
Well, it's just that you don't want to welcome those spirits. You just don't want to, like we've been saying, open that up.
All right, Allison, you say you've got some interesting experiences. I'd love to hear what you got.
Yes. When I was in high school, which was many years ago, we were all playing one night, and it was around October, when we were all playing in the cemetery with one. And I'm always into, like, the whole spirit thing. Halloween's my favorite. But we had a friend whose mother had been killed. We always just knew she was dead. Didn't really know any of the details. Only one person, like her best friend, knew the details and stuff. So she gave us permission to ask about her mother. And her mother actually contacted us through the Ouija board and went into detail of how she died. The daughter actually flipped out, took off running, crying, because she really didn't think. She was kind of like everybody else, oh, it's a game, you know, it's not going to happen. And it kind of freaked us all out. And I'm almost 38 years old, and my dad still tells me to this day that I am not allowed to have a Ouija board. And I'm 38 years old, married with kids, and live on my own. And he still says if he ever finds one in my house, he will burn it.
Yeah. Now, that is crazy, but let me ask you this. What is so bad about that, guys? That was her mom. And, like, did you find out anything else or just how she died?
Exactly how she died, and it was a horrendous murder.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Now, listen, I don't necessarily want that to be communicated to me. Like, I'm not like, yay, murder details.
Right.
But, I mean, to me, you guys, I think we're making it way more scary than it needs to be, right?
You know, I mean, it was so long ago. I still have mixed feelings. Like I said, I'm almost 38 years old, and I still want a Ouija board. But I do agree with Mackenzie and Liv and all them that it is a portal. The thing about it is, I think it was meant to be a game to contact spirits, but because it is a portal, not all spirits that come through are good spirits.
Right. That's ding,
and that
ding,
is
100.
Why it's such a dangerous thing. Yes, it's a quote unquote game, but because we don't control anything in the spirit world, there's no guarantee that it's a good spirit that's coming through, and like, that's why it's
Allison, like, what if, like, Michael Jackson came through and was like, hee, hi. I'm just
You're
saying.
So random.
I'm just saying. It'd be kind of cool if we could talk to Prince or somebody. All right. Hey, thank you for all your calls. I guess we'll have to
You've been warned, Joe. So
we'll
if you're going to do this, it's going to be on your own on the weekend.
You want to talk with the devil? You go ahead, man.
Wait a minute. This could be part of Dare Dice in the Box of Shame.
No.
Ooh, I love it. All right. Here, listen, we'll continue this later. We'll figure this out. Let's do something we all agree on, and that is hooking somebody up with Maleficent movie passes thanks to our friends at Fandango.
Yes, darling.
All right. 833-563-2539. You call now. Nothing evil. This is all good. You'll have a chance to win. That's 833-563-2539. We're Joe Mackenzie here on Radio Now.